I'd like to start off and say how, you know, we're really excited about getting Brandon signed to a four-year extension. He's a guy that came here in 2013, was on Jacksonville's practice squad, has just worked his tail off, and really the last 2 years played more snaps than anybody on the defensive side. And as we know what kind of defense that we've had, and he's been a big part of that, obviously. You know, a guy with the ability to play as much as he had. He's a guy that can play three downs. And really think that, you know, he's just scratched the surface of what he can do as far as a linebacker. So, you know, we're thrilled that Brandon, we were able to agree on a new contract and really have big expectations for him. And, I mean, any time you do what he's done and you start and you take the role, and obviously with the responsibility that comes with this new contract, you know, to take over the leadership side of that defense also. And so he's got that ability, and he plays with, you know, with the enthusiasm and the hard work that we like to see in guys on that side. And that's why he's had so much success in what we're doing on the defensive side. So with all that said, I'd like to introduce Brandon and congratulate Brandon. We're thrilled he's going to be around here for another 5 years. So.
Wow. Well, first, I just want to thank God. You know, without him, none of this would have been possible. I want to thank my family, my mother, you know, my brother, all their support. I want to thank John, Mike Sullivan. You know, those guys did a great job in working with me and my agents and and getting it done and believing in me. So I definitely appreciate it, and I will earn every penny.
Questions for Brandon? One of the big things about this day is what you've overcome.
Yeah.
You got cut three times by Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That run through your mind?
Absolutely.
As you're signing that contract?
Absolutely, man. Three times, twice in 1 week. You know, I had a coach tell me that he didn't know if I was cut out for the NFL. So, you know, that all that ran through my mind. You know, it ran through my mind each and every day as I was working. You know, I was out there practicing. I was lifting weights. You know, that's my chip. That's the biggest chip I have because – you know, people doubted me, and you know, I try to find new chips each year to keep me going. So, but that's the biggest.
What allows you to keep the belief through that?
I just believe in myself. You know, I think regardless of what anybody says or what anybody has said about me, good or bad, I've always believed in myself. I've always known where I could go. You know, I've had that drive, that determination, and I've always just worked. You know, that's all I know how to do is work hard. So I think all that, you know, put together has brought me to this moment.
Has this been the best 8 days?
Oh, man. Oh, I got my, yeah, White House. I got my own day in Las Vegas. You know, I had my first camp. I spoke at my high school's graduation. Now this, it's, I mean, couldn't have gone better.
Sunday you got a ring.
Oh, my bad. I forgot about that. I got a ring on Sunday. Hopefully it's not the first. Hopefully it's not the last one I'll get. But yeah, that thing is amazing. It's huge.
So you have all this good stuff happening.
Yeah.
Do you still use that snub from the Jaguars as fuel or motivation?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I still follow them on Twitter, man, and Instagram. You know, just to see what they got going. I'm definitely looking forward to that game in December in Jacksonville. So yeah, that's still a chip on my shoulder. And it won't leave. I promise you that.
When did you think it was possible, Brandon? Because so much was going on with Vaughn and the idea that they might have to get Vaughn done first before you or possibly Manuel. When did it kind of heat up? And did you think, you know what, this could happen?
Maybe like last month, probably. I was like, well, I mean, I've always thought that it could happen. You know, you know, you're never sure. But I always thought it could, and. You know, I tried not to focus on it too much. You know, obviously it's hard not to think about it, but I tried to just really be here and I was really just trying to focus on, you know, getting in as good a shape as I could. You know, I lost some weight, so that's just what I was really trying to focus on.
What kind of emotions are going through you when a coach tells you that he doesn't think you're cut out for the NFL?
Honestly, when he told me that, I was looking him dead in his eye and I wanted to really cuss him out. I was, I had that in my mind and I was like, You know, it'd be just prove them wrong. You know, don't even do that. So it was like, you know, the exit meetings after the season. And after that, I just was almost wanted the meeting to be over with. I just almost like kind of got up and was ready to leave and just prove him wrong. And that was just my mindset. So I thought about that every day. There's not a day that goes by where I don't think about him telling me that. And for me to be sitting here after being cut multiple times and having somebody tell me you're not good enough and, you know, all that, it's amazing.
So the first
text was to him after the contract? No, I don't have his number anymore.
So, Brandon, was there ever a day where you almost bought into that?
Yes.
You walked away and said, I got to go find a job?
There was a lot of days in Jacksonville. I was really hurting because I knew what type of player I was, and they didn't see it, or they didn't like how I played. And it was just kind of – it was weird because, you know, after the second time I got cut, I just took a drive down I-95 South in Jacksonville, got to St. Augustine. And the whole drive I was just thinking, okay, what I'm going to do now? What I'm going to do next? You know, this is my second time getting cut. You know, it might be over for me. So as I'm taking this drive, I'm just thinking, you know, kind of feeling bad for myself, feeling sorry for myself. But then I turned around and I said, you know what? You know, I'm just going to keep working. That's what I told myself. I'm going to keep working. And if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out on my terms. Because I felt like I almost tried to switch my game up, how I played, to fit what they liked. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just stick to my guns. You know, if I got to go down in my rookie year, I'm just going to go down fighting and how I play the game. So I actually got on that drive not knowing when I was going to stop, if I was just going to drive all the way down to Miami and, you know, get everything off my mind. But I turned around at St. Augustine and I made up my mind that I was just going to keep fighting.
So from that moment to now, you've got a Super Bowl. What are your next goals, not only team-wise, but
individual? Oh, man, I definitely want to make the Pro Bowl, All-Pro. You know, those have always been my goals. You know, I think what's always driven me is not necessarily the cash, not necessarily the money. You know, every time, you know, even when I was a kid, I just wanted to be the best. You know, I just loved the game of football. And now each and every day what drives me is, okay, how can I be considered the best backer in the league? How can I get in these elite company, you know, and – with me focusing on that and working hard and focusing on the little things, you know, footwork, you know, maybe upper body strength or whatever the case may be, it's all led to this. So, you know, I think when you have a goal in mind or when you have something, it's not necessarily, okay, I gotta get $40 million. I got to get $30 million. Okay, it's about the proper steps to take. Okay, well, I got to get faster. I got to, you know, learn the plays. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, and I think all of that just led up to this. So it's kind of surreal for me because I was never really thinking about this. Just like I didn't really think about the Super Bowl. You know, people ask me, did you think you were going to win a Super Bowl? Nah, I never thought about that. But it led to it, and, I mean, we got one.
Are you surprised also because I don't know if this is unprecedented. It might be, but it's at least unusual that they lock up an RFA this early into their RFA season. I don't recall. You've seen a lot of good players leave here after playing out their RFA.
Yeah. Yeah, my agents.
You surprised you were special?
Yeah, yeah, I am. Special? I am. My agents actually told me that this is not normal. It's not usual. Mike Sullivan actually said the same thing because usually I guess they either wait till training camp or, you know, later on. So for them to, you know, see me as an integral part of the team, of the defense, I mean, that's huge. It speaks volumes, and I just – you know, it means a lot to me that they believed in me because there's so many people that didn't.
How satisfying is it? Because I know you, at least the idea of you maybe not being around in the spring and summer was out there, and you told us a few weeks back that the contract would work itself out. So how satisfying is it to know that you showed up, did your work, and they took care of you?
Oh, it was satisfying. You know, I was talking to my linebacker coach, Reggie Herring, and he called me sometime in the offseason. He said, yo, what's up with these reports, man? And I was telling them, you know, what – my thought process was, what my agents was thinking. And he was like, look, man, he said, if you come in and you work, he said, they can never say anything bad about you. They can never say, oh, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, because you came in, you did the due diligence, and you worked hard, and they could never say anything. So when he said that, I was like, man, that makes sense. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm there.
Your teammates know how much you care.
Yeah.
What can you show more as a leader?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different type of leaders. I was talking to Todd Davis about this. You know, there's vocal leaders. you know, there's guys that lead by example, and then you have, you know, guys that do both, like DeMarcus Ware. He's both. I think with me, I could probably be more vocal. You know, I could probably just get better in both areas, I think. But I think just being more vocal, I think that can, as far as me being a leader, I think that can elevate my leadership skills. So that's something I want to work on.
Anything else for Brandon?
Brandon, when you were in high school, I know you worked on maybe becoming a chef.
Yeah.
I'm glad you stuck with
that. I did. That's funny. Yeah, actually, my freshman year, I went to a vocational school. It's called Votech. And my vocation was culinary arts. Because I was like, you know, I'm just going to be a chef. I'm going to be a chef. And then what happened was I still played football at my school I was zoned to, but I would miss like an hour and a half of practice every day. So I'll show up at the end. But I was good enough to start, but I realized the next year I'd be into my vocation more, and I wouldn't be able to play football. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to scratch the whole chef thing, and let me go play ball. And it worked out.
And now you can go play wrestling.
Right. Absolutely.
What did you say at the graduation?
Oh, man, I really spoke about perseverance because, you know, I said, you know, the biggest challenge you're about to go into is life. And really that, you know, it's not going to be all smooth sailing. Everything's not going to be easy. So I really spoke about perseverance. And I told him my story about, you know, how I thought after I got drafted I was going to be good. I was going to start and be the man in Jacksonville, and how things took a turn for the worse. And I told him how I kept fighting. I kept working. Just basically tell them that, you know, we all will have hurdles in life, and it's your decision to either jump over them or run around them. And I advise them not to run around them. You know what I'm saying? We have to jump over them. We have to face everything that's difficult, you know. And I think if you stay with it, you keep fighting, you definitely come out, and there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Do you wonder if it's doing that or playing in the Super Bowl?
Doing that for sure. Football is easy, man. I mean, I love football. So, I mean, when I got up there, I kind of walked up to the podium and my hands were kind of shaking. I was like, ugh. But the mics was low. I just kept trying to bend over and talk. But look, at the same time, it was definitely interesting. But they thought I did a good job.
Do you feel you'd be the same kind of person and player if you hadn't been cut by Jacksonville those times?
That's a great question. It's hard to say because I feel like I've always had principles that I've always stuck to. But I think that has made me better. Absolutely. It's made me better for it as a man and as a football player because I was really struggling. There was a time where I was really struggling if I was questioning myself if I could play. After he told me that, it kind of got in my head, and I was wondering, man, can I play in this league? Even when I first got to Denver, actually, it was funny because I was, you know, working my tail off from practice squad. Then the next summer, you know, I remember driving to the stadium for our John Fox used to put on an annual scrimmage. And I was on the bus thinking, like, am I cut out for this? Like, just kind of just in my own head. But I just quickly just like, nah, you know, I can play. I'm a good player, you know what I'm saying? So I think I just had to fight those demons that kept coming in my mind telling me, oh, you're not good enough, you know what I'm saying? And once I got over that, you know, it was good.
Dimension as a leader and a teammate for guys that maybe it did take a little longer to get where they need to be because you've been there?
Absolutely. I think, you know, taking nothing away from those first round picks and, you know, those guys, I think my story has more substance to it. So it allows guys like, you know, like a Todd Davis or these undrafted guys to look up and say, you know what, he did it. I could do it. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, look, man, if I could do it, then you can do it, you know. And that's just the honest truth about it.
Thanks, Brandon. Congrats.
Thank you.